This season, the mighty constellation of the hero Hercules sweeps across the zenith, the uppermost part of the night sky, bearing mystery in his wake. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the constellation Hercules is midway between two of the summer's brightest stars, Arcturus and Vega. His torso looks like a rhombus, and he's upside down on bended knee with his left leg kicking west. It's really curious that the ancients would see their great hero in such a figure, especially because there are no bright stars in his region of the sky. It's like there's some great mystery hidden there, and it might be this. On the way to one of his labors, Hercules had to pass through Libya, where he encountered the giant Antaeus. Antaeus was the son of Gaia, and anyone who wanted to pass through his territory was forced to wrestle with him. The thing is, as a son of Gaia, Antaeus had a secret superpower. He could defeat anyone in a wrestling match, so long as he stayed connected to the Earth, his mother. But unfortunately for him, Hercules discovered the secret source of his power, and he simply lifted Antaeus up off the earth until he perished. This myth reveals the ancient belief that human beings, in their higher or Hercules-like nature, have their origin in the divine starry world, not with the earth like the brute Antaeus. And this explains the upside-downness of the constellation. Hercules is rooted in the stars, not the earth, and the leg that is bent westward is actually the flailing limb of Antaeus, kicking into the night as he's held aloft by Hercules. So the ancient lesson here is that human beings must wrestle and overcome their own lower nature in order to realize their divine or higher nature. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.